Welcome to Little Elm ISD's Tuesday Talks, a podcast from Little Elm ISD that connects parents and experts on the hottest topics affecting Little Elm students and families. In our podcast, we talk to an expert and bring you the information you need to know about important issues facing today's students. Today, we have something really special. This is our fourth podcast in a series about college. And today, our expert, Keisha Brown, who is the coordinator for K through 12 college readiness in Little Elm ISD, is on a Zoom call with several of our Little Elm students who have just finished their first semester at college. So I'm going to step away. Keisha's going to take over, and we just want you to hear from our students and hear what they have to say after their first semester.
Thank you guys so much for joining me today. I really appreciate it. And do we want to get started with you, Carter? Do you want to introduce yourself and say where you are attending school and what you're majoring in?
I am Carter Seals. I'm going to Texas State University in San Marcos, Texas, and I am majoring in history with a secondary teaching certification.
Thank you. Carmen?
My name is Carmen Brown, and I'm currently attending Texas Tech University, and I am majoring in journalism.
Okay. Tyler?
Tyler DuPont. I'm attending the University of Texas at Austin, and I am majoring in mechanical engineering.
All right, thank you. So, and you guys can answer this one in any order. First of all, congratulations on completing your first semester of college, and I'm assuming you guys all had a successful semester, but can you kind of describe for us how things were different than what you expected being in the middle of a pandemic? Anybody can take that first.
Yeah, I'll go first. I felt like there was a lot less human interaction between students because everything, all your classes, for me at least, were online. Okay. So you couldn't really make personal connections with individuals. I had a couple like group projects, so I met a couple people, but it was mostly work because of like how time constrained our projects were. So you meet a couple people, or this year, normally I would assume you would meet a lot more people, you would be able to get a lot more involved with clubs and meet a lot more individuals, but this year it felt more isolated.
Gotcha, and that's your viewpoint from UT Austin, Tyler. So I think, Carter, you and Carmen may have had a little bit of a different experience on your campuses at Texas State and Texas Tech, respectively. So do you two want to kind of take turns and describe how your experience may have been different than what you expected being in a pandemic?
Yeah, so it was kind of similar to Tyler. Like I had one class that I actually went to every week consistently in person. And then I had one class we went every now and then, but the rest of mine were online. So there definitely was less opportunity for human interaction, but I also was able to make friends because I had made friends prior to going into Texas State, and we're all living on the same floor, a future teachers living learning community. So I'm still able to have those interactions with people and make friends and
Gotcha, Carmen.
For me, it was kind of different, but it was also similar. I mean, I had in-person classes, so I was able to be around classmates in that classroom environment for a couple of my classes. And I had an internship where I was able to go out and do things and bring it back to my teacher. And that was also a class where I was with other students. And so it was kind of the same, but it was also different because, you know, you're limited. It's just the same concept we've had all this summer, distancing yourself from others, just taking precautions, making sure you're staying safe. But I still feel like I wouldn't have changed it. I mean, besides if we couldn't have COVID, then I wouldn't have changed anything about my first semester. I feel like it went pretty well.
Awesome. So next question, how would you guys say, how well prepared would you say you were leaving Little Elm High School for your campuses to be a college student, both academically and socially? Do you feel like you were prepared, or do you think you could have done some things differently to better prepare?
I personally think I was prepared. Just looking at my grades, like in my dual credit classes specifically in at Little Elm High School, I never got an A in them. There were B's.
Okay.
Here, I had 4 A's and 2 B's. And also the difference is in high school, you have required classes you need to take, and they're not always what you're going to be interested in, or you're going to be like, when am I specifically going to need this in life? Because like for math and science, if you're going to be going into the field of like medicine, or engineering, you're going to need those classes. For me as a teacher, a social studies teacher specifically, I'm not really going to need science. Math I'll need, but science I'm really not going to need. So for that class, it's like, when am I going to need this other than the basic like biology for my own health, you know, or nutrition. But beyond that, in college, you're more passionate about what you're doing because you choose what you're majoring in, you choose what you're going to be, you know?
Right.
So I feel like I was pretty well set up for success.
Awesome. Who's next?
I can build off that. I feel like I was very prepared too, both academically and socially. I knew I was going to large campus, a public school that, you know, has a large population, and I was bound to have to communicate with other people and interact with different people that look different than me or are the same as me. But I think growing up in both DeSoto and LAISD, a school district really prepared me for that. You know, just being in an environment with great people of all different kinds. And academically, I feel like I was very prepared, and that stems from even just growing up. And so I think that growing up in Little Elm, I was very prepared academically, you know, time management, organizing. And sometimes there were times where I lacked on time management, but I think that my work ethic makes up for that in that department. Like, they meet with each other, I make the ends meet. And so, like I said, I feel like in the previous question, I did have a successful semester, and being prepared academically and socially helps with that. So,
awesome. Tyler?
I would say I was academically prepared to an extent, because I'll admit that, in my opinion, that not every class prepares you equally for the college experience. Because you've got some cushion classes where there's nearly 100 grades some semesters or some quarters, compared to college where it's no more than a dozen determine your entire grade.
Right.
Socially, I believe I would have been prepared if not for the whole COVID thing, because I used to be involved in a lot of organizations like Student Council, NHS, DECA, but this year it just didn't feel like it would provide the same experience.
Gotcha. So last question, guys. Could you give some of our current Lobos some advice on things that they should be doing right now? I mean, they're rounding out their first semester senior year, and even, you know, talking to our juniors who have another year of high school to go. I mean, technically another year and a half, but give us some, you know, parting advice to these students, you know, and how they should approach entering college. We are still in a pandemic, so, you know, how they should approach entering college, you know, what are some things they should look for, and you know, how they should prepare if they're a senior, you know, what's important to do this last semester of high school, and if they're a junior, you know, what could they be looking forward to prepare for that senior year?
So for the juniors, I would say if you can tour colleges, because I did not think I was going to end up at Texas State. I thought I was going to go to Texas Tech for the longest time. or Texas State and fell in love with it. So I would, if you can, I would tour college campuses. Okay. For the seniors, you're in your last semester, or you're about to start your last semester. So you most likely already know where you're going. And now it's just about finishing your senior year and making those memories. And there's a lot you haven't gotten because of COVID, and you're probably not going to get. So just focus on what you can control in those moments.
Great advice, Carter.
My advice would be to have a big picture plan, but don't be dedicated to following it. Like I myself, I went into college majoring into mechanical engineering because I thought I wanted to be a patent lawyer. But after one semester, and I'm already thinking about changing it to biomedical engineering to open up like a medical field option if I decide to go that route in 4 years. So it's good to start planning early on for the long-term experience of college.
Awesome, Tyler. Carmen?
I can kind of build off both Carter and Tyler. I would say that, you know, just finish strong is what I could say for the seniors. You know, like Carter said, you already have had a semester that you've completed or that you're about to complete. So I would say just continue to finish strong. You know, do your research. You know, even as a senior, you might think that you're finished right now, but this is the time to really be ultimately preparing yourself for post-graduation. And so, you know, that means do your research. So if that means that you need scholarships, then, you know, you research and you try and get those scholarships. And you have Miss Brown right here to help you. You know, look in when you're moving in, look in if you need to do housing. So the seniors just continue to finish strong. I understand that some things you all aren't able to attain because of COVID, like Carter said, but also like Tyler said, you know, try to focus on the bigger picture in a way, because the end ultimately is sweeter than the journey to get there. And for the juniors, you know, do the same, finish strong, but also prepare yourself for senior year and the journey that it has. So.
All right. Well, thank you guys so much. I appreciate you joining us today for this podcast. And I want to, on behalf of all of us in Little Elm ISD, once again, say how proud I am of all three of you. You make us so proud. You are representing us so well on those campuses, making us all look good. And again, I want to thank you for taking your time out to spend a few moments sharing some really good information with our community today.
Thank you, Keisha and students. Very interesting, and it's just so enlightening to hear what you have to say after this new experience, new time of life. Thank you, our listeners, for joining us on our fourth podcast in our series about college. To hear other episodes, visit www.littleelmisd.net, support services, and then select counseling services. Tuesday Talk episodes can be found there and wherever you listen to your podcasts.